Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Hey, listen, Cruz called in the other day, and we found Cruz again. Are you there, Cruz? You're on WGN. How are you?
How are you? I'm here.
I appreciate your call. I wanted to try and get you an answer. You said that you got a stimulus check for an odd amount of number the other day, right?
Well, it said IRS threesome, you know, refund of $86.65, and I don't know what that was for.
It wasn't even $100. It was just $86.65.
$86.65.
And you earn less than $75,000.
Well, I've been retired since 1962, and I make less. I'd make about, you know, $18,000 in Social Security a year.
And that's it, huh? I mean, I don't mean to pry, but it would seem to be like if you're, you know, under $75,000, you'd get the $1,200. But that's your stimulus check, you think, huh?
Well, I don't know really what it is.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, why did they send that on a direct deposit? Because I get my Social Security on a direct deposit, and it was on the 15th, and then the same day, right underneath that Social Security was another deposit of that amount of $86.65.
Terry Savage
is... And it kind of puzzles me because I don't know what that was for.
Okay, Terry Savage is listening to this conversation. TerrySavage.com. Terry, what are you hearing and what do you think is going on?
You know, I'm chuckling a little because this is not the first time I heard this. In fact, I've had several people say that they got a very odd, very weird, very low amount. So let me just say that I'm going to exhaust all the possibilities. Did you file a tax return last year? You weren't required to, but let me ask you that, Cruz.
No, I haven't filed taxes in years. I mean, you know.
Hold on, Cruz.
Uh-huh. So it couldn't have come off a mistake, and you're not declared as a dependent on your adult children, perhaps, tax return?
Nope, I have nobody, just me.
Okay,
check.
I'm just checking all the possibilities here. Then this is just a very weird thing, and here's what you're going to have to do. That's, you are not the only person that got a strange number direct deposited, so it must have come from Social Security. And most, by the way, Social Security recipients are, I mean, all Social Security recipients will get their stimulus direct deposited, and most of them haven't received it yet. And I know for a fact it is not necessarily going to come on the same day you receive your regular monthly benefit. But this is indeed a very odd amount, and within 2 weeks you will receive a letter in the mail to your mailing address that Social Security has. And it will confirm how much they put in, why that amount, which I can't imagine how they'll justify that. And there will be a place on that letter for you to contact the IRS to deal with any discrepancies. Now, I spoke to the IRS not 15 minutes ago on the case of another one similar to this. And he said, Terry, we know there are going to be errors. Look for that letter within 2 weeks. By law, that must be sent out. And I hope by then we'll have a place set up where people can go and say, why did you send me only this? That's a mistake. But I can't give you a better answer, and if you'll wait patiently for that letter and contact them, maybe we'll talk in a couple of weeks with John and see what's happened.
Because it sounds like Cruz is short $1,113. And
you did the math. That's great. There's no doubt in my mind that there's nothing that would have caused you to have a short on your $1,200 payment.
Yeah.
So, but you're not the only one. So there's probably the first wave of Social Security beneficiaries got this. You know, let me ask you a quick question. Is your monthly benefit $1,100 and something so that this, they maybe topped it up with this? Or is your benefit more than $1,200 anyway, your regular Social Security monthly benefit?
Cruz, are you there? Yeah, hold on. Cruz is, but go ahead, Cruz.
My regular Social Security is like about $1,422 a month.
Say that one more time.
My Social Security is like $1,422 a month.
$1,422 a month. Okay. Terry just disconnected. We're popping her right back on. Go ahead and grab her, Ashley. $1,422 a month. Here's what I'm... we're going to follow your story, Cruz, if for no other reason because you're like a lot of people. So if we can figure you out, we're going to figure this out for a lot of folks. But Terry, sounds like one of two things are going to happen. You're either going to get another check or they're going to eventually square with you on this because it sure sounds like they got it wrong. Hold the line, and we'll put Terry back on, and we'll finish this conversation. So, Terry, Cruz is, Terry, you're back on with us now. It's $1,422 is the normal Social Security.
That's what he gets for his benefit.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, the truth is, here's a savage truth. They're making lots of mistakes, and I feel terrible for the people that get these really weird and far, you know, some people are not getting their dependents sent out to them. But this is obviously connected with a mistake that the Social Security people are making, not the IRS. They're sending out their benefit checks on their own because they all already have your direct deposit information. I will make every effort to find out from them because you're not alone. Other people have said this, and we'll see if we can get you an answer about how.
And we're going to follow Cruz off the air, and eventually we're going to find out what happens and include you in that conversation. Couple of quick questions for you, Terry. Is the stimulus in advance on next year's tax refund?
Oh, it is not an advance. It's a gift. It's coded in a strange way because of the tax law. This is not taxable income. It is not an advance. It will not affect your eligibility for things like federal public housing or for Medicare premiums or anything else. And consider this a one-time gift from your government.
And you do not have to pay it back. John, I made $172,000. I was not expecting a check, but this past week, $1,250 was deposited into my account, followed by six question marks.
You know what? You're going to get a letter within 2 weeks.
Don't
take
spend
a look
it
on
all.
That letter. There's no way to raise your hand to give it back. I want to tell you one other thing, quick thing. A lot of widows and widowers are receiving a $1,200 check because they filed a 2019 or maybe 2018 tax return with their deceased spouse. I talked to the IRS. They're not coming back at you for that. You could put that in your account. If you were on the tax return, both Social Security numbers and qualified based on income, you both got a check. You may deposit that, maybe use it for funeral expenses or to offset the ones you already had.
Stimulus question, John. My income was $79,000. Will I receive a check?
You will, but it'll be less than $1,200. And clearly, since we've done this show, we've learned that the government can't do the math. But it will be slightly less than $1,200. It's $500 deduction for every $100 above $75,000. And that's your adjusted gross income, by the way. Look at line 8A.
John, it says here, ask Terry how I can get my check if I don't get a refund. I have to pay every year.
Yeah, your check will come in the mail for sure. Now, the IRS has a new tool, irs.gov/coronavirus, and then you can look for the Get My Refund tool. Please do not use it if you're just wondering where your refund is. It's really clogged up. It's a total mess, in my opinion, although the Treasury Secretary said this morning, please do use it. But the one thing you might use for that Get My Refund tool for is if you filed a tax return, if they haven't gotten to it yet, there is a place where you can input your direct deposit information. Otherwise, you'll get a check by mail, and that'll be in the next 2, 4, 6 weeks. It'll come to you anyway.
By the way, you just mentioned somebody like this. John, could you ask Terry Savage? My father-in-law passed away in February. He got a stimulus check. Are we able to keep this money?
Yes, keep the money. I talked to the IRS guy, and he hemmed and hawed and said, well, it's legitimate if they were on the return. Believe me, they can't get around to paying out the correct information. I think it'll be many, many years before they ever figure out this. And because it was a legitimate filing, this is not like collecting Social Security benefits after your spouse died. That is illegal. But you have to notify Social Security right away. But the stimulus payment is paid to people who filed a tax return with a Social Security number. That's why you got the stimulus check. Deposit it.
Last question. Christy, you're on WGN with Terry Savage. Hi, Christy.
Hi. I went to the IRS site and get my payment. I've done this 3 days in a row now. And I keep receiving something that says payment status not available. According to information that we have on file.
Payment status not available. Christy, I'm short of time.
Everybody's getting that. Everybody's getting that. Let me ask you a question. Christy, did you file a tax return?
2018, but not 2019. We've always filed.
Fine. It will go to the, it was your joint, it was a joint when you said we under $150,000 in income?
Yes.
Did you declare any children as dependents?
No.
Okay. You should get, you and your spouse should get a $2,400 check in the mail, and it's going to take a while. It may take a month, it may take longer, but as long as you file 2018, they will get around to going through that and send you that check. If you want to update that with your direct deposit information, you can keep trying to go back. But obviously, that's not necessary. You're going to get the check, and I don't hope it doesn't make the difference between your rent this month or mortgage payment.
Right.
You better leave it alone.
I got it. TerrySavage.com. By the way, the link to that check the status on your check thing is on her webpage, TerrySavage.com. As always, thank you for your help today, Terry.
Don, this is a crazy time. Thanks for asking me on.
It is that.